Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, stick to the topic. We've got much to cover. I'm going to play some audio video. For those that are on social media platforms, you can always find us over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're on the right side of the page there. Click on Join Us and subscribe. Go to the right side of the page. You'll see the morning show, the afternoon show, Tim Brown's, Bradley Dean's. Click onto it and join us on the social media platforms and join us on live chat. If you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, that's where we will be found. You can also jump over to that of beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page over there. Beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Go ahead and click on to the social media platform that's available, and you can join us on Top Chat once again. Folks, if you want to call in, you can do that as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is truly a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And speaking of which, we follow the Christ here. And speaking of which, if you're one of those people that are falling hook, line, and sinker as to what's going on through the mainstream media and their useful idiots concerning the propaganda that they're now trying to push, the race card between colors, friends, to divide and conquer, I got some information that you're going to need today in a big way. Because the media, for some reason or another, the party that's responsible for the division in this country continuously withholds information that would give people a just balance to understand why things were done. We see the communists in play trying to make the police officers look bad in every step of the way. And I'm not saying that there's not a small percentage of them that are. No question about it. Okay? And if that's the case, then a little leaving at the whole lump, and we're supposed to get rid of that leaving. Okay? So let's not complain about it. Let's deal with it. But the fact of the matter is what we see over and over, as I'm about to show you, the mainstream media is withholding information from the public to purposely create division between people of colors. Now, I just got to tell you firsthand, friends, I haven't seen this. And I'm going to play some audio for you coming from those that you wouldn't expect it to come from, that are going to call out those that you would expect it to come from. That's all I'm going to tell you. I put a little salt on your tongue there. One more time, before we start rocking here, if you want to call in, stick to the topic. You seem to like to call in after the show. You like to call in before the show. You like to send me emails. Nope. Don't have time for it, friends. If you're not going to be bold enough to get on the radio and call out the issues for what they are, then don't bother calling us, because we don't have time for that. That's why we have a live show. That's why I'm telling you right now that if you want to call in, stick to the topic and throw it out on the table. 1-866-582-9933. Now let's get right to it. So just recently, we found out that there was a Micaiah Bryant who was shot dead by white police. This is how they sell it to the people, right? White cops, they killed another black person. Well, Columbus police released the body camera. And by the way, I think this is the best thing in the world as to what they should have done. And they did do it because it shuts the mouths of gainsayers or those that want to try to exploit it for what it isn't. Okay? But Micaiah Bryant was just recently shot by the Columbus police. Well, what you're not going to hear is why she was shot. If you're on social media platforms right now, you can actually see why she was shot. And again, this is full footage as to what the mainstream media would have withheld if the Columbus, Ohio Police Department didn't release the video for you to see it firsthand. Micaiah Bryant was shot dead by the police because she was stabbing another girl with a knife. And she didn't take the stand down orders. So again, I high-fived the Columbus police for releasing the body camera footage in the shooting of 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant. Now again, you were told another black person was shot by a white cop, right? Well, who's feeding that narrative, friends? More than the powers that are tolerated, who are continuously trying to divide the people so they can break them down and wield more control over them. Again, put that up against Mark 3:25. Okay? So now we know why Micaiah Bryant was actually shot, because the police department released the body camera footage. Okay? And they did that for the very purpose that people wouldn't make it out to be something that it wasn't, or they would attempt to do so. What about this one? And by the way, this last killing in Minnesota here, where we have none other than Dante Wright, that was actually a block away from where I grew up as a kid, so no surprises here. But, you know, we're told that white cops, a white cop, and by the way, if you watch the video, folks, it was an absolute accident, not justifying it. It was an idiotic mistake, no question about it. But let's get back to the nitty-gritty when it comes to the details of this case. So let me ask you a question. Have you been told why Dante Wright was pulled over? Well, Dante Wright was on a $100,000 bail, if you didn't know. He was on a $100,000 bail. He was a felon because he took a gun and he was wielding it over a woman attempting to steal $820 of her money. So how were the police supposed to respond to this? Were they supposed to shoot and kill him? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But why is it that this information, again, is being withheld from the public? Why? Because they want to create domestic insurrection. Folks, it's the same thing I've told you for a decade and a half here now. They want domestic insurrection. They want race wars. They want people divided against one another. Okay? Now, keep in mind, okay, I'm a white dude, and I was raised with black people. I was raised with Hmongs. I was raised with Mexicans, and nobody that's in or stuck in that situation looks at anybody else concerning their color. We're all colorblind. Why? Because we're all stuck in the same hole. Nobody's thinking about the way the mainstream media is continuously spinning these stories through these useful idiots known as spin doctors. But I just wanted to give you some more information concerning Dante Wright so you understood why he was pulled over in the first place. Again, not justifying the fact that he was shot and killed, but that is the reason he was pulled over. He's a felon that was on a $100,000 bail. And for what? Well, he had a gun and he was trying to rob a woman for $820. Oh, friends, I've got more. Just hold on a second. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, I just got to tell all of you how many phone calls we get all day, all night, in the wee hours of the morning. Oh, in the morning. Oh, my goodness. It goes on 24-7, right? 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Okay? Now that it's your opportunity to say something, some of you people out there being quiet. Fact of the matter is, if you want to call in, stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. I'm right here, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, we just got done covering why Micaiah Bryant was killed by the police, which the mainstream media withheld. Micaiah Bryant was shot by the police because she was stabbing another girl, and she didn't listen to the stand-down orders by the police. Okay? What would you have rather, just sat and watched Micaiah Bryant stab the woman to death? I know that there's some people that are actually ignorant enough to take that one on. Then we covered that of Donte Wright. You know, we were told a white cop accidentally killed Donte Wright, but did you know why he was pulled over? Did you know why they were so cautious? Do you know why there were three police officers surrounding Donte Wright? And by the way, one of them was a black officer. And I'm not making it the issue. I'm destroying the narrative that the mainstream media is attempting to wield over the people. Okay? And most people already know this. Okay, so what about George Floyd? Okay? The constant presence of police meant minor violations such as trespassing that led to jail time for George Floyd. Okay, drug addiction, mental health problems that Floyd suspected he suffered from resulted not in treatment or diversion programs, but in felony convictions and a lifetime of indulgence. Okay, and it says indigence here. Okay. Over time, Floyd's convictions escalated to theft and ultimately armed robbery of a woman who was pistol whipped by George Floyd and by a group of men while at home with her children. Even when asserting innocence, though, Floyd and his neighbors learned to take plea deals to avoid a court system that they concluded would not give them a fair shot. Do you notice how the law in this country is always under attack? Do you notice how the new narrative is to attack the police that are enforcing the law? And I'm talking about 99% of those guys out there with a badge are good guys, and you better stand with them, friends. I'm not saying all of them, but I'm saying 99% of them are good guys. Got lots of friends that are police officers. Got friends that are sheriffs. Got friends that are military police. Okay? They're great guys. They're Christian constitutionalists looking to uphold the law that condemns the crime. Now, I know that you have been conditioned in many ways, Americans, to actually, magnify the crime and forget about the law. Well, that's why I'm bringing God's law into play here and constitutional law into play here, is to condemn the crime, because that's the purpose of the law. And by the way, that's the purpose of American governments, right? Is to restrain men from transgressing God's moral law. That's exactly what John Adams meant, and that's exactly what Thomas Jefferson meant. Okay, put that up against Deuteronomy 25 and go to the moral law, Deuteronomy 25 verse 1, and go to the moral law, which is Exodus 20. Okay, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, the list goes on. So we have George Floyd here now understanding maybe a little more as to why was he... Why was he incarcerated in the first place? Well, he was passing counterfeit bills. You know, Floyd was stopped by police or charged at least 19 different times in his adult life, according to records. 19 different times. Okay? Floyd was also caught selling crack in 2004. Just thought I'd share some of the missing information that wasn't given to the American people. Not justifying what Chauvin did, not in any sense of the word. If I would have been there, I would have had to do something. Even if I would have got shot in the process of doing it, I couldn't have stood back and did nothing but film and complain about what the police were doing in that particular situation. Because Derek Chauvin, he killed Floyd. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Okay? I just wanted to make sure you got that information. I'm being a little facetious, friends, because it's interesting to see the details of things that transpire in front of your face. And what am I saying? Well, when this whole thing went down with George Floyd, I remember somebody sending, as a matter of fact, it was my brother that used to be a PT cop in Maple Grove, Minnesota. Okay, he was also an EMT in the military. But what was interesting is he sent me the video and he said, did you see this video? And it was a picture of Derek Chauvin, the police officer, with his knee in the back of George Floyd's neck. And my brother was jacked. That's youth talk for very angry about what was going on. And it was a righteous indignation biblically. And I said, Brian, that's my brother's name. I said, I got to tell you, there is no way on God's green earth that I could have just stood there and filmed that and watched that police officer choke the life out of that dude. See, it wasn't an issue of color. It was an issue of what was right and what was wrong. Again, the people that you are allowing to set the narrative are the ones making it an issue of color when color has nothing to do with it. Hey, folks, BLM has no legs of its own without the mainstream media. Did you know that? Many of the issues, more than not, that you're dealing with today, if it wasn't for the mainstream media, it would have no legs of its own. And everything that you're being fed by this current administration and the mainstream media and corrupt politicians is nothing but change and an attack on American law. They're using these subversive groups to continuously upend our Constitution in an attempt to change over a system of government. That's why all these illegals are coming into America. And again, I've just got to say it, pointing my finger back to my father and his word. This is judgment upon a nation that refuses to keep his commandments. Common sense comes into play. It really does. Now, what I want you to see, concerning this case. Now, I got to say this because these are some of the people that I was kind of going after during the first segment of the show today. They call in. They tell us about this Chauvin case and Floyd case, and they want to tell us more of the story. I mean, adding burdens to the burden bearers. Instead of doing it themselves, they want us to do it. Tim gets them all the time, too. The morning show. Everybody's telling us what we need to do. Why don't you go do what's laid on your heart rather than adding more burdens to us? But one guy said to me yesterday on a text, of course, he was safe to say it as he was driving by and leaving a message on one of our videos about how I'm full of blank. I can tell you the George Floyd case, the Derek Chauvin case, I can tell you 100%. I can tell you the information that I've given you from this pulpit, from this microphone, is 100% spot on. Why? Because I have family members that work in the police department in Minneapolis in the upper echelon that knew Derek Chauvin and these other police officers. I knew, and I do know, my friend who is an EMT knows the very EMT that picked up the body of George Floyd. There's no conspiracy around it. I know many of you, some of you, have gone on the fringe, almost to the point of lunatic. You want to find a conspiracy in it. If you want to find a conspiracy in it, why don't you look at the people that are trying to create the narrative? There's your conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9. But what you've seen play out in front of your eyes is exactly what happened. Okay? They needed this, and what did they do? Well, just like that of all dead fish Rahm Emanuel, former mayor of Chicago, never let a good crisis go to waste. And that's exactly what they did. They picked up this crisis, and they ran with it. Okay? 1-866-582-9933. Now, what I want you to see, and I talked to law enforcement this morning, as a matter of fact, and I want you to take note that after this verdict came down, this little, what do I say? This little con man, this little subversive that's in the AG's office named Keith Ellison, who's there by voter fraud, no question in anybody's mind in this state. By the way, if you look at the state of Minnesota, for you to call Minnesota liberal, if you look at the state, 98% of the state is red. If you want to get into party affiliations, those are the people that call themselves the good people. The only place that you see blue, the bad people, as they call themselves the bad people, the Democrats, the left, right? It's interesting, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the Duluth area. That's the only areas in the state of Minnesota that are blue. It's not a liberal state. It's just that you have 98% of the people standing down in the face of a Keith Ellison, just like we have this country right now submitting inadvertently, to that of a Joe Biden who is known to commit the act of treason, who is a part of, as the vice president of one of the most criminal administrations in American history under the foreign sodomite Barack Hussein Obama. When I come back, I want to play some audio for you, some video for you, concerning that of Keith Ellison. And I got one question for you. How is it that Keith Ellison rattled on for 13 minutes right after the verdict came out? The whole time he's reading his little teleprompter, and boy, oh boy, he even has a hard time reading that, friends. How did he get there? It didn't take him any discipline to get there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fewer Americans are getting vaccinated against coronavirus. There's been an unprecedented drop in vaccinations over the past week, and the daily shots have slowed significantly for the first time since February. About 3 million Americans are getting vaccinated each day, which is an 11% drop in the 7-day average. A congressional committee is holding a hearing on Thursday on the impact of voting rights bills that are being passed across the country. Louisiana Republican Congressman Mike Johnson says claims that voters are being suppressed just aren't true.
The majority in this Congress seem to be on a quest to mischaracterize the purpose and effect of these new state laws. Some would rather spread misinformation to instill fear and, sadly, division among America's voters.
The Senate also held a hearing on voting rights bills earlier this week. USA Radio News. First-time claims for unemployment benefits are down dramatically for the second week in a row. Initial claims fell to 547,000 last week, 39,000 fewer than the week before. Claims are lower than they've been in more than a year before the coronavirus pandemic created havoc in the economy and forced many small businesses to shut down. More guest hosts are announced for Jeopardy!
The producers of the game show Jeopardy! Have released the final list of guest hosts for the show's 37th season. Good Morning America anchors George Stephanopoulos and Robin Roberts, CNBC host David Faber, Fox sportscaster Joe Buck, and actor LeVar Burton will each take a turn at the podium through this summer. Burton's inclusion comes as a social media campaign push to get him involved with the show. A Change.org petition with over 240,000 signatures was submitted, lobbying for the Reading Rainbow host to receive a slot on the show. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Okay, so here it is. If you want to call in, you're going to have to hold on for more than 3 minutes, okay, just for the record. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, you can do that. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, subscribe on that page, click on the social media platforms. Now, when you do that, friends, what you want to do is you want to join us on live chat, Sons of LibertyMedia.com, or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're on the left top. Click onto it. Join us on social media platforms. 1-866-582-9933. Now, what I want to show you, friends, is what was interesting after the verdict for Derek Chauvin. It was interesting to note that little con man, little, and I mean little, look at him, folks, he looks like he needs a little stool to stand on. But, you know, one thing I want you to pay attention to, friends, is also the air of pride about this guy. He's a little man, and I'm not talking about his stature alone. He's a little man. It took him no discipline to lie, to steal. Folks, this guy's got a criminal record from the top of his head to the sole of his feet that the mainstream media covered up for him alone. So this should come as no surprise. But back to the point, it was interesting after the verdict, immediately after the verdict, okay, came out. What was interesting to note is Minnesota Attorney General reacts to Derek Chauvin guilty verdict. How did you have time to talk for 13 minutes? How did you have time to write to fill in those 13 minutes? Because you'll notice from start to finish, he has a hard time reading it. And by the way, it's a terrible place to be when your brains, or to be where your brains are in someone else's head. Oh my goodness, friends, this is that guy. He really is reprobate. He's really not that smart of a guy. He's a sellout to his God and to his people. That's exactly what he is. That's not name calling. I'm calling it for what it is, period. Okay? But here you have Minnesota AG, okay? He's there by voter fraud. We all know it. Keith Ellison delivers statement after Chauvin guilty verdict. Keep in mind, the verdict was just given, but he's reading off 13 minutes. The question that I proposed to you is, how did he know that the verdict was going to be guilty? How did he know that? When I talked to top law enforcement personnel today, it was interesting. I said, how did he have that information? Is that privy to the AG's office, or how did he get that information? He said, no, it should become public when the jurors give the verdict, not before then. Nobody should know until it's been given. Okay? So I want you to go ahead and check this out, and I want you to listen to the air of pride about this guy, and look at how he struggles to read it.
I will not call today's justice, verdict justice. Because justice implies true restoration. But it is accountability, which is the first step towards justice. And now the cause of justice is in your hands. And when I say your hands, I mean the hands of the people of the United States.
Look at him. Almost talking like a black man now because he's got black people around him.
He's loved by his family and his friends. His death shocked the conscience of our community, our country, the whole world. He was loved by his family and friends.
Yeah.
But that isn't why he mattered. He mattered because he was a human being. And there is
reading
no way
the entire time
from that reality. The people who stopped and raised their voices on May 25th, 2020, were a bouquet of humanity. A phrase I stole from my friend Jerry Blackwell.
It's like he stole his...
A bouquet of humanity.
Yeah.
Old, young, men and women, black and white. A man from the neighborhood just walking to get a drink. A child going to buy a snack with her cousin. An off-duty firefighter on her way to a community garden. Brave young women, teenagers, who press record on their cell phones. Why did they stop? They didn't know George Floyd. They didn't know he had a beautiful family. They didn't know he had been a great athlete.
He's reinforcing the message of the spin doctors. The police are the problem.
Loved him.
Him and his son are trying to get rid of the police in Minneapolis, and he's supposed to be the top cop.
Saw his humanity.
This should explain to you why the police force denounced Keith Ellison in the state of Minnesota. But mysteriously, he wins anyways.
They didn't need to be medical professionals or experts in the use of force. They knew it was wrong. And they were right. These community members, this bouquet of humanity, did it again in this trial. They performed simple yet profound acts of courage. They told the truth, and they told the whole world the truth about what they saw. They were vindicated.
Yeah, I could, folks, I can play this on and I can play this on and I can play this on. The point is he was privy to the verdict before anybody else got it. And as I'm saying, if you're watching the social media platforms, you can see right now that he is reading the entire time for 13 minutes. How did he have that information? Okay. And again, here we have a guy that's denounced by the police force, that's put in the position of the top cop in the state of Minnesota. Folks, I got to tell you this. The police hate the man's guts. Why? Because they know that he's a traitor, not just to the state of Minnesota, but he's a traitor first and foremost to his God and then his people. If you're not faithful to God, you can't be faithful to your people. 1 John 5:2. But here he goes on and on and on and on, talking about injustice. And what is he doing? He's driving the narrative to be offended at what? Police. He's driving the narrative to be offended at law and justice. But again, if you know anything about Keith Ellison, you'll understand it every step of the way, because he has a long history of transgressing American law. And it's not him just putting his hand on the Quran and swearing to a God that's foreign to America, right? No, it goes much further than that. We know that he's a wife beater. We know that there is several things around him, friends, that are criminal. He's involved in criminal activity. And there were several women, as a matter of fact, that came forward to expose this criminal for who he is. And now he's trying to reinforce the message of the spin doctors through the mainstream media to be offended at the good guys in this country. Isaiah 5:20. He's a part of the problem. These are the ones that are creating domestic insurrection. They must not only be removed, but they must be held accountable for their crimes against we the people. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Okay? I just wanted to make sure everybody caught wind of what's going on here. Now what I want to do is I want to go over, and I want to go over, and this is going to be really offensive to many of you. Okay? And it should be. I was talking earlier about how it is that the mainstream media withholds information. And what I want to do, because I was having a short conversation yesterday with my wife about this, because the first thing that came to mind is when we see the media playing out all the propaganda that they're spewing out on the people, not just in America, but on a global basis, you've literally, honestly, friends, you have to question everything they say. Because if you have been under attack the way that I've been under attack, time and time again, by the mainstream media, New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, the list goes on and the list goes on. Folks, 99% of the time, they don't ask questions. They just drive their narrative. Why? Because the narrative has already been given. They want to cast into your mind that the good guys are the bad guys and the bad guys are the good guys. Just ask them. Just ask them. How many times have these politicians have been busted in scandal, but they're still there? Right? And those good guys that are actually doing something wrong and they end up paying the price for it, they make that public. But corrupt politicians are never publicly just, they're never publicly judged. Isn't that amazing? They defend their own, don't they? Well, that's only temporary, rest assured. But what I want to do is I want to go over to, you remember the riots back in the 90s, right? Y'all remember the mainstream media worked hand in glove with corrupt politicians to present the gang of racist cops who happened to be white, who beat the victim Rodney King into a bloody pulp. Y'all remember that? By hyping this incident in such a way that the American people would believe that this represented the police force on a nationwide basis. And at least that's what they were pushing, right? Remember the not guilty verdict of the four police officers after Rodney King? Remember all that when it came out? The not guilty verdict of the four police officers served as the match that lit the fuse to what? Riot. But what about the information? And this is what I'm going back to time and time again. What about the information that wasn't given to the people? Did you know that instantly after the not guilty verdict of the four white police officers came out, that the mainstream media implied that the jury was a bunch of redneck racists? Aren't you getting tired of it? Just a browbeating method. Yet the testimony of 58 witnesses and over 200 exhibits presented at the trial happened to be the information that was purposely withheld from the American people. What was revealed to the jury was what much of what the mainstream media kept hidden from the eyes and the ears of the American people. Who should be held accountable for those street riots? The mainstream media should be. Friends? Did you know that King was driving recklessly at the speeds of 115 miles an hour on city streets in Los Angeles? Did you know that his arrest culminated in an 8-mile chase? Bet you didn't know that, did you? He cut across numerous lanes of express traffic and ran red lights, thus endangering the lives of innocent bystanders. Did you hear about that back in the 90s, friends? Nope, you didn't. King was a convicted felon. He was out on parole for armed robbery. Did you know that? No. The mainstream media withheld all the information that was needed. I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to give you a couple more, friends, and actually more than a couple. I'm going to tell you some more things that you didn't know about Rodney King and why he was treated in such a fashion. But what was interesting is they only filmed in part what they wanted to show the people to incite the people to create domestic insurrection. How many times does this need to happen, friends? We'll be right back.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Okay, so what I need to do is I'll take Sal from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hi, Bradley. I just want to say that Keith Ellison is a known criminal. There has been national media on big-time TV stations all over the nation of him with people from Antifa, with weapons and all kinds of things that may not even be legal for you or I to own. He is a spouse abuser, says his ex-wife. And lastly, it's hard to find, but there is a complete video of the Rodney King incident. When they pulled him over, he attacked the police first.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yep. And I'll get to that in just a moment.
Bradley.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, and I totally appreciate you bringing that to the table again, Sal from Colorado. Folks, Keith Ellison is what Keith Ellison is, and Sal is exactly right. He's been exposed time and time again. He's a plant. I knew when he jumped from Congress, the 5th District of Minnesota, which is an area the Muslims have colonized to, when he jumped from that in jeopardizing the possibility of losing that seat to run for the Attorney General office, nobody in the state believed that he even had a chance, friends. Why? Because he didn't have the support. And then before you know it, here comes this support that nobody knows where it came from. This is the fix is in. That's Keith Ellison. That's who he is. That's why Minnesota's wide awake, paying attention to everything that this guy does. And I'm not saying this, friends, as just something to say. When I say the police can't stand the man, they denounced him. And yet he's still in position. Same thing with Tim Walz in many cases. Not to the extreme, but Tim Walz is extreme in a different way, friends. No question about it. And they are appointed. They are pawns in the hands of the powers that are tolerated by the American people. That's that. Okay? So aside of Keith Ellison going over to Rodney King, again, Sal was right from Colorado. I mean, folks, there's a lot of information that was withheld from the American people, and you are only given a little excerpt of the police beating down Rodney King. Now, this is how you get your information all day long. And as I said during the last segment, question everything that comes from the mainstream media because they put the good in a bad light and they put the bad in a good light. And again, read Isaiah 20. You'll understand that. King was driving recklessly at speeds of 115 miles an hour. You were never told that. His arrest culminated in an 8-mile chase cut across numerous lanes of expressly or expressway traffic, ran red lights, thus endangering the lives of innocent bystanders. That was never brought into the narrative. King was convicted. He was a convicted felon. He was out on parole for, guess what, armed robbery. You were never told that. There were two other black passengers in King's car, but they cooperated with the police officers, were handcuffed, and later released without incident. Whoa! That doesn't fit the narrative that they're trying to set. That's the problem. See, this is what the truth does. It exposes them for who they are, and I'm exposing the criminals for who they are. King was also under the influence of drugs and alcohol. Were you told that by the mainstream media? Nope. King initially ignored police orders to step out of the car. When he finally did, he came out and began acting erratically, dancing around, and then began to make lewd gestures to a female police officer. Were you told about that, Americans? Absolutely not. King also ignored a command to get down on the ground. King was then tackled by the police officers, only to rise up in opposition by throwing off the police officers. Were you told that, Americans? Do you understand what's going on here? They put darkness for light and light for darkness. The truth for a lie and lie for the truth. And what do? They omit the truth that exposes what it is that they're trying to create. And what did they create? They created riots because the people didn't pull the curtain back. Did you know that officers attempted to subdue King with a stun gun? The gun failed in subduing the 260-pound Rodney King. And he kept standing up and charging the police officers. Were you told that? Absolutely not. The video which the MSM mainstream media failed to broadcast is what took place moments before the famous film that was released to the public. King was charging the police officers. Did you know that? Of course you didn't know that. Why? Because they didn't want you to know that. Because it doesn't fit their narrative. Who are the criminals in the country, friends? Who, as I've said over and over and over again, who is creating this domestic insurrection more than corrupt politicians and the mainstream media? And why is it that they're not being held accountable, friends? Because the people in this country want somebody else to do for them what God commanded them to do. Deuteronomy 8:11. So let me take it one more step. I've got 5 more minutes, and I want to play some audio video for you. And this is what the mainstream media doesn't want to tell you about the plight of the black people. And I'm just talking about tearing down this narrative. There is no difference between me and my black brothers. None. My Asian brothers. And I'm not going to go through every different race, friends, but all nations are one blood. Acts 17:26. Jesus came into the world. I'm a preacher. Jesus came into the world to save our souls, not our skin. So let's grow up and knock it off, because I don't see what it is the mainstream media is promoting. And I've said that 1,000 times. So let us go over to the plight of black people and the myth of systemic racism. But let's hear from, well, famous black people as to what their thoughts are concerning what you're seeing today. Guess what, friends? They're not going for it. Check this out.
Wealth distribution, or either a mindset that you can't
today?
Or cannot. Yeah.
No.
You don't?
No, I don't. I don't. Hey, you and I, we're proof. Why would race have anything to do with it? Stick your, put your mind to what you want to do and go for that. It's kind of like religion to me. It's a good excuse for not getting there.
Where are we in the United States of America in race relations and what you see from day to day in your life?
Skip, they wouldn't want to ask me that. They wouldn't want my answer to represent it because...
First one's Morgan Freeman.
I have been nothing but blessed.
This is Lil Wayne.
My whole path, these 33 years have been nothing but a blessing. I have never dealt with racism, and I'm glad I didn't have to.
Wow.
There's a class of colored people who make a business of keeping the troubles, the wrongs, and the hardships of the Negro race before the public. Some of these people do not want the Negro to lose his grievances because they do not want to lose their jobs. There is a certain class of race problem solvers who don't want the patient to get well. That was said by Booker T. Washington.
How are we going to get rid of racism until...
Stop talking about it. I'm going to stop calling you a white man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you to stop calling me a black man.
You know, it's frustrating to me that people take race...
The kid from Captain America.
You know what I mean? Like, we're at a loss in this generation. If you look at it in the 80s, Archie Bunker...
Famous black people condemning BLM.
Archie Bunker, look him up. All in the
what you call or what you've been taught to be racism.
Stark racist. Fred Sanford, stark racist.
They're not going for it, friends, so why is anybody in this country?
You watch 48 Hours with Eddie Murphy and Nick Nolte. Both of them hated each other because he was black and because he was white. You know what they did? They laughed.
But I ask you what the racial breakdown was of your audience. Do you remember this?
Back to Lil Wayne.
You told me the only black face you could see in the whole audience was your makeup artist. I believe that's what you said, and she was in the front row, right? A lot of white kids love rap.
Yes.
Explain that. What does that say to you? What's the message of it? What's the bigger picture of it?
I don't want to be bashed because I don't want to sound like I'm on the wrong, if there is a side, but I thought that was clearly a message that there was no such thing as racism. That's what I thought that was.
You know, I said, and it's probably get me in trouble, but I said to some...
Don Lemon, CNN, Morgan Freeman.
...that it's an issue. But I've been, it seems like every single day on television I'm talking about race, and it's because of the news cycle, it's in the news. But sometimes I get so tired of talking about it, I want to just go, this is over, can we move on?
And if you talk about it, it exists.
Right.
Yeah. It's not like it exists and we refuse to talk about it, but making it a bigger issue than it needs to be is the problem we have.
You're getting
right
it, friends?
Now, we are in a society where we can't...
This is all driven by the media to divide people of color.
People walking down the street.
Famous black people here are telling you that it does not exist, and they're condemning the likes of a BLM. And the mainstream media's narrative.
Leads us nowhere forward. I understand the emotion, and I respect my opposition, but when you go into the areas of making false charges and living in the past, you do not address the issues of the present.
And I think you get the point. Racism only exists in the minds of the people that are drinking in the Kool-Aid that the mainstream media fills their cups up with. Okay? It doesn't exist. Okay? To the degree that they want you to believe it does. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.